Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's time for Vinyl Countdown Part 2. Every song you hear on today's episode was ripped straight from my vinyl copy of the LP. And we're going to kick things off with a band from Memphis called Zuider Zee. Z-U-I-D-E-R-Z-E-E. And what I remember about this record is I got the band name in my head because I read the name mentioned by Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick in an interview at some point where he was listing off some bands he liked. So from reading that interview, the name of the band went down on a list somewhere and just stuck in my head. And then I still remember finding the record. There were boxes of records on a card table on the sidewalk outside of a record store in Austin, Texas. I still remember finding the record in those boxes, bringing it home, putting it on, and was just blown away by the first song. Unfortunately, the rest of the album isn't as great as this song, but I really love this song. The record came out on Columbia Records in 1975. This is Zuider Zee with a song called Listen to the Words.
Couldn't offer a thing that you don't already have, and you can't even sing. And you were looking for a husband, and you wouldn't choose me if I was one. I know the whole world knows it. I know that you know it too. Why don't you ever listen to the words? Why don't you ever listen? I don't want to push too fast. I'm only concerned with happiness. And that's not too much to ask. Wish you never covered my threshold. Wish you never stood in my door. It didn't help me much and it hurt me more. And you could have let me know.
Why don't you ever
Up next is another song that came out in 1975, a song by Richard and Linda Thompson, probably most famous for their record I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. Great album, but the album that came next, in my opinion, is just as good, maybe better, an album called Pour Down Like Silver. This is the first song on the second side of that record, a song called Jet Plane in a Rocking Chair. This next guy, Michel Pagliaro, Canadian artist, one of my favorites. I played a medley of maybe 10 songs by him on the O Canada, the 70s album, but I saved this one to play on a later episode of the podcast, and this is a good time. This is one of my favorites by Pagliaro from a 1971 self-titled album, a song called Sure Maybe. We'll be right back. This next band I've also already played on the show on the Glam Rock episode. I played their song Bang Ooh You Got Me. It's a band called Sky Band. They had one self-titled album on RCA in 1975, and I love that album. And it's got a great album cover. I think I suggested on the Glam Rock episode that you Google it and find it, because it's well worth taking a look at. The main guy in this band, Steve Kipner, he had been in a band called Tin Tin. They had a hit single that was produced by Morris Gibb from the Bee Gees, and he had a couple other bands in the 70s. He later went on to write some hits. He wrote Let's Get Physical for Olivia Newton-John, and I think he played a role in writing Genie in the Bottle for Christina Aguilera, among others. But getting back to Skyband, I highly suggest seeking this record out. It's kind of a glam rock slash disco slash 70s rock album. And as you'll hear on this song, like I said, his band Tin Tin, Morris Gibb produced them. They were buddies with the Bee Gees. And this is a pretty Bee Gees-esque song. This is a song by Sky Band called Pie in the Sky. This next guy, Joey Steck, S-T-E-C is his last name. He was in a kind of legendary prog rock band called The Millennium with Kurt Becher. And he put out this one solo album in 1976, a self-titled album. Came out on Playboy Records. Yeah, Playboy had a record label in the 70s. I believe the only other album I own that was on Playboy Records is the second Blue Ash album. This Joey Steck album is a pretty cool 70s rock album. I'm going to play you the last song on the first side. It's called Give My Love to You.
There's no reason you should cry.
this next guy, Michael Fennelly, was also in that band, The Millennium, that I mentioned that Joey Steck was in. And then he was in a band called Krabby Appleton. They had two records in 1970 and 71, and a top 40 hit with a really good song called Go Back. And then Michael Fennelly had two solo albums in the 70s, Lane Changer in 73, which is a sort of a lost classic. There was an article in an early Trouser Press magazine where Ira Robbins picked some of his favorite lost albums from the 70s, and Lane Changer was one of them. So I've had that record for a long time, but honestly, I didn't even know until earlier this year that Michael Fennelly had a second solo album. I was in a record store in Rockford, Illinois called Toad Hall, great store, and I found this album, Stranger's Bed, by Michael Fennelly, that came out in 1975. One of the worst album covers I've ever seen, but great songs like this one by Michael Fennelly called Tomorrow's Star.
Danny was nobody's friend. No, he never was cool. Couldn't make it with the in crowd. Always left alone to play the fool. Nobody knew what was on his mind, till one day everybody woke up to find that Danny could sing and play guitar, and now he's tomorrow's star.
This next song is from a 1971 album called Brain Capers. And Brain Capers was this band's fourth album. And they almost called it a day, as the story goes. But they had a big fan, this guy named David Bowie. And he wanted them to keep going. He wanted to help them out. So he gave them this song called All the Young Dudes. Now, in my opinion, I don't really like that song. I know that's probably... I'm probably the odd man out, but I don't really like that song very much. But I am glad that David Bowie helped this band out and helped them revitalize their career, because the next two albums they put out, which were called Mott and The Hoople, are incredible records. Just classic 70s albums. But this 1971 album, Brain Capers, is kind of a lost record for this band. Of course, I'm talking about Mott The Hoople. And this is the first song on that record. It's called Death May Be Your Santa Claus. We'll be right back. this next band is called Mr. Big. And no, it's not the Eric Martin, Billy Sheehan, Paul Gilbert, Pat Torpey band. This is a UK band from the 70s, formed in 72. They had a debut album called Sweet Silence that came out in 75. Great album. And then their second album, there's a self-titled album, and then there's this US album called Photographic Smile. This is the only one I have on vinyl by these guys. Came out in 76 on Arista Records. A couple of the songs on this, I think, are from Sweet Silence. So this is one of those American, like, compilation records. Sweet Silence didn't come out in the US, I guess. So this is one of those records that came out in America that kind of took some of the songs from both of the albums. It's called Photographic Smile, the record, and I'm going to play you a song off of this album called Wonderful Creation by Mr. Big. Great song.
Looking at me just like the most, 'cause I'm just a dig from yesterday's boobs. I've done my bit, baby, I've been on my juice. I'm just a natural thinking man. I sing my song and hear a band. It feels so good to be just what I am. There ain't nobody else like me anywhere. You can see there ain't nobody else like me at all.
This next band, this is a band called The Beckys, and this record came out on Sire Records in 1976, and this is a great album. The brains behind this is a guy named Michael Brown, and this guy, what a brilliant songwriter. He was in The Left Bank, you know, Walk Away Renee, amazing songs. Then he started a band called Stories with Ian Lloyd. He was only in Stories for the first two records. Great albums, great songs. This guy's an amazing songwriter. And then he had this band called the Beckys. They just had this one album. I love this record. I'm going to play you the first song on the second side of this album by the Beckys, self-titled album. This is a song called Can't Be Alone. We're going to take a detour to Boston now, play a few Boston bands, beginning with this band called Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band. They had two records on MCA, and this is from the second album, which is called Meanwhile Back in the States. Came out in 1978. This is a song called Pass the Tabasco.
Yeah.
This next band's a Boston band called The Neighborhoods. And this is a song from their second album, The High Hard One, which came out on Restless Records in 1986. This is the first song on that record called WUSA. One more band from Boston. This is a band called The Nervous Eaters. This is a record that came out on Elektra in 1980, self-titled album. This is the second song on that record called By Yourself.
Get on your own. know, or he'll soon be by himself. He'll be by himself. Oh, yeah. He's got to come down. He's got to come down. Soon be by himself, yeah. He'll be by himself.
This next guy, Richard Lloyd, he was the second guitar player with Tom Verlaine in Television, and then he had this solo album in 1979 on Elektra called Alchemy, and it's a great record. And playing guitar on this album is a guy named Matthew McKenzie, who was in a Boston band called Ready Teddy, who you might remember. I played two songs by them in the American Glam episode, and one of those songs even made it onto my 50th episode mixtape. Song called Ooh Wow by Ready Teddy. Matthew McKenzie, the guitarist singer in that band, he's in Richard Lloyd's band on this record, Alchemy. And believe it or not, this album beats any of Tom Verlaine's solo albums, in my opinion. It's a great album. This is the last song on the first side of Alchemy, album by Richard Lloyd, song called Number 9. This next guy, T.V. Smith, he was the singer in the punk band The Adverts, and then he had this sort of a solo album in 1981. It's called T.V. Smith's Explorers. The record's called The Last Words of the Great Explorer. It's a really good album, really, really good post-punk kind of new wave record, really good songs. Like this one by TV Smith's Explorers called Walk Away. This next band is called Zones, and three of the four guys in this band were in a band called Slick, S-L-I-K, sort of a teeny bopper UK glam band. The fourth member of Slick was Midge Ure, who, while these guys were doing the Zones, he was in a band called The Rich Kids with Glenn Matlock post the Sex Pistols, and then Midge Ure joined Ultravox. The Zones had one album in 79 on Arista Records. They had a couple of singles, too. Really, really good album called Under Influence. This is a great song. Oh, this is an amazing song. This is actually the single version. This is the last song on the record, but I prefer the single version of the song. I also have the single. A song called Morning Star by Zones. Up next is a band, they were from Atlanta, called the Swimming Pool Cues. And this is a song, this is a great song, from their self-titled, I guess it was their second album, their major label debut, came out on A&M in 1984, the Swimming Pool Cues. This is a song called The Knave. Up next is a band called Wasted, W-A-Y-S-T-E-D. And this is Pete Way, the bass player from UFO. So after UFO, he formed this band called Fastway with Fast Eddie Clark from Motorhead. And so the name Fastway is a combination of Fast Eddie and Pete Way. And then as the story goes, when they were supposed to record their first album, Pete Way just disappeared. And Fast Eddie had no idea where he was, and it ended up, I think, that he had joined Ozzy's Blizzard of Oz or something, and was playing, you know, a short tour in Europe or something like that. He just went AWOL, ended up not being in Fastway, so then he formed this band called Wasted, and this is from their first album, which came out on Chrysalis in 1983. The record's called Vices, and it's really, really good hard rock, early 80s hard rock album. This song is the second to last song on the record. It's called All Belongs to You by Wasted.
Mm-hmm.
This next band is called Hellcats, and this is Richie Rano, the guitar player, and Michael Lee Smith, the singer, from Stars, with a different rhythm section. They put out a 5-song EP in 1982 on Atlantic Records, and then there was a full-length Hellcats album, but Michael Lee Smith, the singer, was no longer in the group for that. This is the first song on the Hellcats EP. It's called It's All Right. This next one is an interesting one. This record was actually found for me by my brother. Thanks, Tim. And this is an album. It's a compilation record called Thunder on the Mountain. It was put out by a local Denver rock station, 107.5 FM KAZY. And it's all local Denver area rock bands. Came out in 1980, this album. And I believe it was all recorded live at this place called Rainbow Music Hall, which in a comment on YouTube, I saw somebody say that place is now a Walgreens. And the first song on the second side of this album is a song called Wizard of the Key, and it's by a band called Winger. And I believe this version of Winger was Kip and at least two of his brothers. And from what I've read, Kip Winger was 18 at the time. So this is a band called Winger with Kip Winger singing from 1980 live at Rainbow Music Hall, now a Walgreens. part of KAZY's rock album project. This is a song called Wizard of the Key.
All right, this next tune that we're going to do, Paul and Kip are going to sing this one for you. It's a song about a soldier called The Wizard of the Key.
This next song is by a guy named Tonio K. I think it's from his first album, Life in the Food Chain, came out in 1978 on Epic Records. This is a song called H-A-T-R-E-D. Parental advisory.
I know it's not unusual. This something so unique. There's probably hundreds of wonderful lovers that go bad in this town every week.
Up next is a band called Holland, and I mentioned this band on the part one of Vinyl Countdown because Tom Holland was the singer in a band called The Bees that I played a song called Too Much to Ask For by them on the first installment of Vinyl Countdown, and I talked about how after The Bees, Tom Holland had this band called Holland. They put out one record in 1985 on Atlantic Records called Little Monsters, and the guitar player was Michelangelo, who ended up in Nitro, and you'll be able to tell once the wankery kicks in. This is the first song on Little Monsters by Holland, a song called Lovin' on Time.
Out in all directions, hoping to avoid undue detection. Loving on time, loving on time, loving on time, on time. Inside, outside, you can't hide your life.
Inside, outside, baby.
Don't you know that time will steal you back again? Jet plane.
Up next is a band you might have heard of called Blackfoot. Not a huge Blackfoot fan, but they've got this album from 1983 called Siogo, S-I-O-G-O, which is kind of their AOR album. Definitely my favorite Blackfoot album, and I really love especially this song from that record. This is a song by Blackfoot from 1983 called Hearts Grown Cold.
Y'all are wonders.
This next band is called the Del Lords, and this is Scott Kempner's band after the Dictators. Scott Kempner was top 10 in the Dictators, second guitar player to Ross the Boss. The Del Lords had, what, four or five records? This is from their third album, Based on a True Story. That record was produced by Neil Giraldo, Pat Benatar's husband slash guitar player slash songwriter, etc. This is a song called Judas Kiss by the Del Lords.
I hope wherever you are is a better place than this, 'cause I'm left here alone, betrayed by a Judas kiss. Yeah. It's been a long hot summer, I'm still waiting on a breeze. I got nothing in my pocket, I got holes in my jeans. The radio kept playing the same rotten songs. Every single tune reminded me of you all summer long.
And the roses in the closet, all summer I watched them fade. Now they crumble to the touch, like the promises you made. When I close my eyes, I can still taste your lips, 'cause I'm left here alone, betrayed by a Judas kiss. Judas kiss, Judas kiss.
This next band I screwed up and forgot to play on my three-part Australian rock opus. This is a band called Hoxton Creepers, And this is the first song on their second album. The album's called Keep to the Beat. This is a song by Huxton Creepers called Skin of My Teeth. Alright, that's going to do it for Vinyl Countdown Part 2. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com is sort of home base. Links to the Facebook page, iTunes, Stitcher, everything is there. You can go click like on the Facebook page. You can send me a message on Facebook. You can comment on the Facebook page. You can send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with another band I've already played on the show, a band called Brent's TV. And this is a song I've just been looking for an excuse to play on the podcast. It's from a two-record compilation album that pop punk label Lookout Records put out in 1992 called Can of Pork. And this is a song by Brent's TV called Trinidad. I love it. Till next time.
be back.